So much going on, Joe. It's a busy week for me, birthday week for me, because not for me. Both my kids have birthdays this week, turning 2 and 5.
Great planning.
So, yeah, that's totally me. So it was yesterday, we took them out to, I'm not going to name the business.
Okay.
But we took them, let's say it's a place where you can build a bear. And we took them out there to build their own little stuffed bear.
I did not know this store existed still.
Because, oh, it is popping.
Yeah.
It's got to be the only thing keeping them all alive. but they have a thing where you pay, there's a bear that you can get. You pay your age. If it's in your birthday month, you pay how old you're turning for that day. So I took the kids there yesterday. I bought a $2 bear and a $5 bear.
That's awesome.
And it cost $56. That's
what else did you get?
Just, I don't know. I walked out with two bears. I was told it was going to be $7. $56. So I don't know.
Did they pay you for the stuffing?
I bought a $10 T-shirt for the bear. I got, you know how they get you with all this crap.
So $7 only got you two naked bears.
Yeah. That's it. You're throwing it. They got air fresheners you shove inside the bear's head. I mean, they got everything.
That can't be good for you.
It smells like new car.
To be honest with you, I had no idea that store still existed. I remember when it came here, it was a huge hit.
I've never been. Oh, it's still a huge hit.
Yeah.
It was packed.
I still have never been, so.
It was packed yesterday, so that's my...
That and an Annie Ann's pretzel.
No. After the sticker shock of the bears.
No, I can imagine.
You're good.
Yeah. See, I would have been the idiot to buy the pretzel to eat while I'm standing in line.
You were good. You know, there are some... go around, you go to a new business, you go to a store somewhere, you do anything, and you think about, like, working that job.
Oh, all the time.
I drive past a lot of factories, especially by me in Tonawanda. You know, think, it would be like working here. Like, could I do this? It would be interesting. Some jobs I pass on, I'm just like, there's no way I could ever do this job.
Yeah.
Working at the Build-A-Bear store.
No
chance. I could never do that job.
No chance. You couldn't pay me enough. Well, I mean, you could pay me enough, but yeah. I can't.
I would be fired. You could. I would take the job. I would not be good at it.
What part would get you?
Being cheery.
Okay.
Just the peppiness on everybody. Everyone's wearing their little bear in a backpack. The upselling. I always hated upselling people. That was one of my least favorite. You know, like
supersize.
Yeah. Just. You know, they want what they want. These people know what they want.
That's true. But you know how many people, enough people fall for it to where it's not, I don't blame the company. I blame the people who give in. Because if people didn't give in, they wouldn't upsell you.
No, I get it. Yeah. I always hated trying to sucker people into
a shirt for their bear.
Yeah. Or whatever. That's not even the worst. You want a heartbeat? It's like,
Have a heartbeat?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Well, one of them does.
Yeah.
The other smells like bubblegum.
Okay.
It was worth it if you ask me.
Yeah. I couldn't, every day you have to be in a great mood. Like, I think I'd be great at that restaurant where you're paid to be a jerk.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd love to work there.
I don't know if I could do that either.
Oh, I could do that.
I wouldn't be, but here's, I would not be a jerk enough. I wouldn't be as over the top. I could subtly be a jerk to anybody.
I think you could.
That's all right. I'm glad you put my fear to rest. No, but it's not just like the being cheery, but everything. You're talking like a kid's cartoon character too. You know, like everything.
Oh.
You know, everything's up talk.
Yeah.
You always end up like, hey, wouldn't this be great?
Yeah.
You know, you're just everything ends with an up inflection.
I couldn't work at a kid specific anything.
Some of them you might have a, like the trampoline park, you're just whipping dodgeballs at kids.
Okay.
Isn't that what they do? Like, I don't think they're all like that.
Yeah, like I couldn't work at like a Chuck E. Cheese or a Discovery Zone.
Mm-hmm.
Unless I'm making the pizza, I guess, at Chuck E. Cheese. I don't know. But
playing the games. Game tester.
Yeah, I could be a great game tester. But it is funny that you mentioned that because I was watching a YouTube video yesterday. You know, I like to go down these rabbit holes. And it was a pizzeria in New York. Now, I've worked pizzerias in Buffalo, a pizzeria in Buffalo. And I was thinking about this guy. He was working the counter at the pizzeria, talking about the slices. I'm thinking, what would it be like to work at a just all day busy, never stop busy New York City pizzeria?
All day busy?
Yeah.
It would be like working at a pizzeria, but... He never gets a rest, right?
Yeah, never get a rest. And this guy, he does everything. He works the ovens. He works the counter. He was like saying, and holding my eyes like, what would it be? Because, you know, I was in the kitchen for 18 months at the pizzeria I worked at, and then they put me on cars as soon as I turned 18.
Yeah. And enough of these complaints about how the pizza's being made. Let's get Joe out of here. I got a good, you know, I had a pizza idea kicking around in my head for, you know, maybe later in the week. We got a lot of stuff going on
All
here.
Right.
Yeah, a lot of stuff. These, The tariff, I go back and forth. I feel like this is a... I was thinking last week that this is something that would not get a lot of people's attention right off the bat because of, you know, we had a lot of guests on this morning, and we were talking with Jill Schlesinger, Jill on Money, every day, because a lot of people, I mean, you know, think about your day-to-day life, Joe. I mean, how many people are walking around thinking about all the things they buy that are from Canada? Or, like, can you name me a thing that you buy that is from Canada?
I mean, I'm sure there is, but
I can't think of it. For that reason, you know, and we were talking with Jill this morning. She pointed out a lot of the Canadian lumber that's imported here that would make building costs, you know, the cost of a home potentially go up with the tariff in effect. Of course, the auto industry. But it's not just one of these things that you're... You think, like, oh, that, I don't, you know, flip over, you know, my, what do I have here? My water bottle or phone or whatever. I don't see made in Canada, you know, and a lot of things that I have. And I think for that reason, I thought that this would kind of go by. And not a lot of people, at least in the U.S., would be thinking about it a lot, even if we're right on the border. Now, in Canada, it's a very different story because... They sell a lot of stuff to us, right? Like, and it's this has the potential to hurt a lot. I mean, especially if the cost gets passed on to a lot of them. But I just don't, you know, I sit here this morning, Joe, and I just don't understand. I don't quite get it when it comes to Canada, what exactly the president is trying to do here.
I understand it. I don't know if it's the best way to go about it. But
what is he trying to do?
He is trying to get an agreement for the borders on both sides, the Mexican and the Canadian borders, to have cooperation from both countries. I mean,
that's too vague.
So 43 pounds of fentanyl.
He's trying to get an agreement to have cooperation? Like, vague of a thing do this with.
I don't disagree with you. I mean, I'm guessing that the talks directly are more than what we're getting, I'm hoping. But, you know, I mean, 43 pounds of fentanyl came over the border, the Canadian border last year. I mean, for fentanyl, that's a lot. I know it sounds like a small number, that's a lot. The president is trying to make the borders more secure for illegal travel, which is up over 400% on the Canadian border, and illegal drugs. Now, is this the best way to go with it? I'm not going to say it is. I'm not a money person. I don't know. But I honestly think he thought that there would be an agreement before the tariffs actually went into effect.
But the reason there's no agreement is because there's nothing specific.
You have to guess in the communication between the leaders that they're getting more than you and I are getting.
No, I don't like to guess. I think he has proven himself to be someone who kind of lays it out on the table, and I have not heard anything specific. To kind of prove the point here.
Okay.
I just want to go and rewind over the last week. A week ago, we were talking about Colombia.
Yes.
And what was, you know, threatening a tariff on Colombia or threatening this or that. And where did it all turn around? Because we want you to take these people back. And what happened? They agreed to do that. All right, back to status quo. We won't do these things.
Right.
This past weekend, Panama What have we been hearing the past month or so? You know, hey, we're going to retake the Panama Canal. We'll use force against the Panama. There's too much Chinese influence in the Panama Canal. What happened this weekend? Marco Rubio goes down, meets with the president of Panama, and they say we're not going to renew our Belt and Road infrastructure deal with China. And, okay, all of a sudden, we're good.
Right. It's right? Two for two.
Okay, but those are two very specific asks. And you come to a resolution, and everything's good. Here we are. We're speaking this morning with Jim Diodati up in Niagara Falls, Ontario. And their main point of criticism is, and he said it in our interview this morning. You can go back and listen. Odyssey app, WBEN.com. You tell us what you want us to do, and we'll do it. That's what he said. You tell us what you need, and we can work with you. But there's nothing, it's just too vague of a, you know, hey, border security. Like, what? You know, okay. And then the thing that really caps this for me is he's mentioning the trade deficit. There is always going to be a trade deficit with Canada. That's just the way it is. There's way more people here than there is in Canada. We buy way more stuff. They make some stuff. There's always going to be a major trade deficit, you know, if you want to call it. Like, that's just how the relationship works. You're not going to fix that with a tariff, especially with no real plan of action as to how it's going to work. It's one thing, and look, I'm not saying if I would be, or I would think it's a good idea or a bad idea, one way or the other, but I think I would understand it if you came out here and said, look, we're going to put a 25% tariff on imports from Canada, and it's going to be there through at least the 4 years of my presidency, because the goal is that we want to stop importing all these things from Canada, and we want to make them in the U.S. So right. If you're in Canada, maybe you're close to the border, maybe think about moving your operations to the U.S. Maybe, you know, more people think about creating industry in the U.S. And guess what? These are going to be in place for 4 years. So there's time to make it maybe worthwhile, maybe not, to think about expanding manufacturing or making some of this stuff here in America. I'm not saying I would agree with that, but I would understand it a lot better. There's at least a plan there. Maybe it's not a good plan, but there would be a plan there. That's not what we're hearing right now. I think if you ask anybody, half the people expect these tariffs to last for 4 days. Right? Yeah. Am I wrong on that? I mean, that's kind of the thinking.
Trump and Trudeau are meeting today. I'm guessing their specifics going to be named in that meeting. I could be wrong. I have a feeling that by the end of this week, we're not even talking about the tariffs. But the Canadian tariffs are that. And the Mexico tariffs, I mean, I think it's pretty simple. I mean, Trump wants Remain in Mexico back in place, right? And obviously, I believe he needs cooperation from Mexico for that. And amongst other things that he wants help with on the border, I mean, remember back to 2016, they're going to pay for the wall. I'm sure something along those lines. And again, I'm not saying I 100% agree, but I do understand when it comes to the Mexican border and the tariffs on Mexican goods. The Canadian one, I have to admit, I never thought it would actually get implemented, and it hasn't yet.
You have to be more specific. Like, there are things that could have been done. I brought this up with Steve Roberts. Part of the new tariff order.
Yes.
And this, to me, this would have been the thing. It would have been the thing to accomplish what I think are the goals, and you could have left it at this. They are eliminating the low duty-free exemption for low-value shipments. So anything below $800... kind of has this loophole where you can duty-free send it over to the U.S. A lot of people have pointed to this. Joe, you mentioned fentanyl as the way that fentanyl and a bunch of other drugs are getting into the U.S. from Mexico, from China. You really don't hear about Canada until last week. To be honest, like, you really don't hear.
If you listen to Hardline, Claudia Tenney has been talking about the Canadian border for the last 2 years.
But the point I want to make in here is,
sorry, not to, I was just,
you could have done, I think, a very popular thing that would have, you know, kind of killed two birds with one stone in eliminating this loophole for China and Mexico. And I think people would have acted pretty favorably to this, because not only would, you know, could you point this out and say, look, now you can't just kind of skirt through ports of entry unscreened with these little packages just because it's, you know, worth only $500 or whatever that's in this box. These are going to be looked at. You're not going to be able to just send drugs through. These are going to have to be stamped. You're going to have to pay a duty. It's not going to be as cheap. So maybe you kind of crack down on that. The other thing you'd do, which I think would get a lot of support, especially amongst business owners, would Shine, Temu, Temu, whatever the heck you say, AliExpress, all these Chinese companies that are exploding in popularity here in the U.S. for selling cheap junk. You know, give me an example. 800 erasers for $2, or, you know, whatever cheap junk that people buy that's probably made in a sweatshop somewhere where they have no regulation. That's why it's so cheap. Comes in here, doesn't have to pay any sort of duty because it's so cheap.
Right.
And you could eliminate that and basically send a message to China and say, look, I understand we are consumers. You make a lot of stuff, but this is a way of putting you on somewhat of an equal playing field with, you know, us over here who follows the rules. And a lot of small businesses and people who actually do make things in the U.S. could see a benefit from that. And you do it in a way that avoids the grandstanding that we've seen. And another thing that happened over the weekend, Joe, is the thing I hate about the current state of the political world that we're in now is that it's impossible to take anybody seriously, because I have people who have been mum to rising prices over the last 4 years, suddenly all over and on top of every soapbox talking about the prospect of rising prices as if it's the end of the world. And so you have no credibility here.
Right.
And all we have is a bunch of noise, when in reality, I think if you kind of took a targeted approach, like doing that, like just eliminating that exemption for those two countries, you could have actually done some good here, and it would have been popular with the American people instead of what you have right now.
Yeah, and that's why, you know, I don't want to lose any credibility, Brian. I like my credibility. So I obviously, you know, a big part of the election was how expensive things have gotten. This does not help that. Now, I obviously also agree with the president that I want to stop, you know, drugs like fentanyl, deadly, fatal drugs getting into the country. And that's why I really don't disagree with actions on Mexico. The Canadian thing, again, I don't think it's going to go into place. And by the way, while we were talking on Truth Social, the president did say, just spoke to Justin Trudeau, we'll be speaking with him again at 3 p.m. So I would be looking for that for developments, because I really don't see this actually going through. Now, I say that, and tomorrow at 9, everyone can make fun of me if it does go through.
We'll see. What's your favorite Canadian import? For some, it might be something that actually isn't imported from Canada anymore. 803-0930, BMAZ and Beamer on WBEN. Brian Mazurowski, Joe Beamer on WBEN, talking about a number of things, including those tariffs that went into place. You know, I wonder how many people were thinking, oh, man, how much is the beer going to go up because of the tariffs, right? You think, what's the most popular beer in Buffalo?
Blue Light, is that the most popular?
I don't have a number, but I'm just going to guess yes.
Yeah.
Does that seem right to you?
Seems right to me. I mean, you see a lot of Blue Light.
It's way more diverse than it was, say, 20 years ago.
I was just going to say that, because I used to never see Miller Light. I feel I see Miller Light as much as Blue Light at certain places.
Really?
I say at Bills games, it used to be just nothing but Blue Light cans when you're walking into the stadium. I see a nice, you know, Miller Light, Busch Light.
I mean, I think it used to be like three beers, and now it's, you know, 30. I mean, there's people who only drink local stuff.
Right.
There's people who only drink, you know, one brand of whatever beer that you can go up and down the list. But I think Labatt is
still very popular.
Still the like beer that you kind of think of. It's the beer most likely to be, this is how I kind of judge it, not just by what people are drinking, but you go to, you know, a meat raffle. You go to a, you know, any of these places that have like one or two beers on, it's the beer most likely to be the standard beer on tap.
Yeah.
At a wedding. You go, you know, any of the, you go to the Sabres game on a Friday. They have a happy hour at the, you know, happy hour in an arena. You can guess, but they got a happy hour at the bar. What is it? It's Labatt, yeah. Right? Like it, that's it's the standard, I would think here.
A lot of people might wish it was Molson Ice, but it's Blue Light.
Who are these people? Labatt, ever since, well, not even a year ago, brewed in Rochester.
That's right. That's
no
right.
longer imported from Canada.
Yeah.
How it had been for years and years and years. And I think that's all of it.
I know.
I have no reason to believe it's not all of it.
I know they make the lime in Rochester as well. So
it's been coming down through the Genesee Brewery.
Yeah.
So.
By the way, someone asked about Molson. That I believe.
It's imported, right?
I think Molson's made in Colorado.
Oh, it is Coors.
Yeah. I think it's Miller Coors.
It is, but they make it here?
I could be wrong. I think they make it in Colorado.
I know it's owned here, but that's like, you know, Labatt North America had their, you know, whole North America thing. It was owned by North American Breweries, who I think is someone else now. I don't know. It all gets very confusing.
Yeah.
But like it was still imported from Canada. Like all the, you know, the full Labatt that you bought, they still brewed it in Canada and until last year.
Yeah, I want to say Molson did that first. I thought
and
there
moved
was
a, it over here.
Yeah,
I don't. That's a beer I do not drink enough to kind of know what's going on. But without those two, that really around here, you know where this is going to have the biggest impact though is America's new favorite beer.
What's that?
Modelo.
Oh yeah, it is. But it is America's number
most
one beer.
Sold beer in America for what, the last 2 years, all over the place. I mean, this is expected to have a little bit of an impact, that and Corona, on beers imported from Mexico. But I feel like around here in Western New York, Canadian beer used to be, like that was just a huge thing. We drank Canadian beer. And now we kind of still do, but none of it's Canadian. like you go, 20 years ago, this would have had a huge impact.
It's the recipe.
Yeah, 20 years ago, this would have had a huge impact on beer drinkers in Western New York, and now it's, I don't know. I don't know how much barley or hops are imported from Canada, but...
So Molson is still imported, so I was wrong.
Okay, I thought it's that was
owned
the
by,
case.
It's owned by Miller Coors, but it is... My bad. Sorry. I did not mean to be fake news, Joe.
No, but that's probably like the only one. I know a couple of Molson drinkers.
Molson used to be a lot bigger, in my opinion. It's a lot more popular.
It's died off a little bit.
Yeah.
You know why I think that is? It's just a sheer guess, like my kind of...
You're probably
of,
right.
There's no Molson Light.
Oh.
And so many people have shifted to, you know, what used to be the most popular beer, and what does anybody over 45 drink? Blue.
Yeah.
Now it's Blue Light.
For sure. I can't tell you last time I saw a full blue can.
When you go out, look at everyone's bottle. Are they drinking Budweiser or Bud Light?
Right. Oh, yeah. I mean, there are places that don't even have Budweiser on tap.
Right?
Yeah.
Do you think Molson suffered from that a little bit?
They might have.
At some point, everyone kind of made this shift to light beer, which I remember, you know, hearing people say, you know, if you ordered a light beer at a bar, everyone would give you a funny look like, oh. Diet Craig, you know, what's going on, watching your figure. But now it's like the standard. And I don't know. That's just my one man's thoughts on the matter.
I never see anyone drinking, except for those little bottles. I've never seen Miller High Life in a bar, except for the little...
For the ponies?
Yeah.
Which actually, I think only Rolling Rocks they call ponies because there's a horse on it.
Yeah.
And High Life is a... What's the other word?
No idea.
Splits.
Yeah.
You don't see many bottles of High Life. You gotta go to the real high end establishments.
That's right.
Some of the old man clubs that you can see the champagne of beers there. But, you know, it might have an impact on some of the, you know, more popular Mexican beers that are coming around. Modelo, which has been the top seller in the U.S. I don't know if it has an impact on anything from Tim Hortons, which is our, you know, Western New York's, I guess you would say it's our favorite Canadian chain.
Yes.
Might be the only one, but it's also, you know, our favorite Canadian chain. What exactly is imported from Canada that you buy there versus not? Are the cups?
Well, that's a good question.
Will it cost more for a cup? I'm going to assume no, because the prizes and rules are probably different in the U.S. and Canada, but they're bringing back Roll Up the Rim to Win, which was, I mean, that's got to be one of the most popular promotions in Western New York history, right?
Oh, my gosh. Everyone knows Roll Up the Rim. Even people who don't go to Tim Hortons go to Tim Hortons for a Roll Up the Rim to Win.
I'm not a coffee drinker. That's not a place you'd really ever find me. I know it. But I know it mostly from the Canadian commercials all the years watching Hockey Night in Canada.
Oh, yeah.
That I know Roll Up the Rim to Win with the guy's voice.
Used to be the big ad on the boards when it was going on.
You'd see that all over the place. So everybody knows it, one of the most popular promotions. They haven't been doing it. I say it's back. They haven't really been doing it since 2020. When Roll Up the Rim to Win came out. And then for some reason in 2020, everyone decided it was gross.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The COVID thing.
Yeah.
So we can't have people, you know, using their teeth to roll up the rim of this cup, licking it, ripping it off, and then handing it to a cashier.
Yeah, you couldn't rip it off until you were done drinking the coffee.
Yeah. So this, your lips and spit are all over this piece of paper, and then we're going to hand it to somebody, and then you'll get a free coffee. That's probably what it was. You want a free coffee or a free donut, and then one person somewhere in the country won a car. Is that what it was?
Allegedly. I've never met the person who won anything more than a Boston cream donut or coffee.
And you would think that there would be a lot of Western New York winners.
Yeah, of course. You ever drive by a Tim Hortons?
Yes. Joe, I drive by 8 of them on the way to work.
Yeah, exactly.
It only takes me 10 minutes to get here. No, you'd think there'd be a lot here. But they decided it was gross. And I remember thinking this at the time. And at the time, you couldn't really say. You said, I understand. But I want to say it now. I'm not the person. You want to hand me your roll up there. Well, I should say what they're doing now.
It's going back to the exact.
It's going back to the exact thing. You're going to roll up the rim. I love the way the CTV News article puts it.
Okay.
Tim's has been able to bring cups with rollable rims back in part. I'm going to stop right there mid-sentence. The sentence sets it up like it's this Herculean effort to bring back a cup with a rim that rolls up. As if it wasn't something they did for 20 years before,
right.
You know, before it went out. They've been back in 1986. They've been doing this
since it
ended in 2020.
Yeah.
Because it found a way to navigate health concerns. Winners will now show Tim's staff their winning rims before dropping them in a box.
Wow.
The advances in tech we've been able to make in the last 5 years are really something, let me tell you.
Yeah. But you also know, like, you don't usually rip that off your cup and then walk back into Tim's and get the free donut. Like, everything on that thing's going to die before you go back to Tim Hortons.
Exactly. If you handed me the thing, I watched you do it, you know, you're biting your cup and, you know, ripping it off, and then you hand it right to me, and it's got your spit all over it. Am I, like, one of the last remaining people who don't care? Yeah, I'll here, give it to me. I don't care.
I'll wash my hands.
Well, I guess, you know, I probably should since I'm getting your donut out of the case.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't think I've ever had a problem with it, but I think definitely since I've had kids, like, I'm just totally desensitized to any of that stuff.
Yeah. You ever get sneezed on?
Yeah, every
bunch
day.
Bunch of snot.
All the time. I got, yesterday I caught my son wiping, what was on his hands? Oh, he was eating goldfish, the ones that are covering the little cheese dust.
Oh, yeah. That's a mess.
And then he's wiping his hands on my leg. Like, buddy, that's not a napkin. Use your own pants.
It is a great point, though, because, I mean, I would still consider myself somewhat of a germaphobe, but, I mean, I am obviously I don't, you know, overreact. I mean, my son has a runny nose, and I mean, it was all over my sweatshirt yesterday. I didn't, you know, freak out. It definitely, you're a little desensitized once you have a kid. You know, kids get sick. You have to put up with saliva and snot and everything else.
Yeah, the sickness thing there. But, like, I think I used to be more, again, I don't think the rim, I would have that. But, you know, you hand me a sticky, you hand me a half-eaten sucker, and you hand it to me, like, the sucker part outstretched to my hand. Like, yeah, I just grab it now. Like, I think I used to be a person who'd be like, you know. So.
Oh, I threw away a Where's Waldo book because I was at some, you know, some kids' party when I lived in Hornell, and someone sneezed and chewed up Skittles came out of their mouth into my Where's Waldo book, and I threw it away.
I mean, that's understandable, though. that's a little extra. I mean,
that was at least 21 years. No, how old am I? That was at least 25 years ago, because I've been here for 26 years. So that was at least 26 plus years ago, and I still remember it like it happened yesterday. There's not many things from my childhood I can say I remember like it happened yesterday.
Yeah, that's one of them.
Oh, yeah. Disgusting.
Yeah, I think that would stick with me, too.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I would never have a problem with, right? Here.
Yeah, I'm fine. Like I said, I don't know anyone who, usually you get your coffee and you go to work. You go somewhere. You're not sitting in the Tim Hortons parking lot chugging a hot coffee and then rolling your rim up. So it's at least set, you know, and, you know, the germs have died before you go back to Tim Hortons.
Yeah.
But, you know, we overreacted a lot during COVID, so.
Well, it's back. Your favorite promotion, everyone.
Can't wait.
Get your rim, roll it up.
Now, will you make a special coffee trip? I know you don't like coffee, but will you participate?
No.
No? Okay.
I don't. I won't. No. It's just not my, I don't go there normally. I don't care to, and because all you do is you get something that gets you to go there and spend more money.
Yeah, that's the whole point.
I know. So I have no interest in doing that.
I mean, I am nothing against Tim Hortons. I like Tim Hortons coffee, but I do, and I hope this doesn't get me in trouble. I'm an American, so I do prefer the Dunkin' Donuts coffee. But I will make a special trip to Tim Hortons instead to get the roll up the rim.
On the text board, someone said it never went away. They just did it through the app. Yeah, that's the same as it going away.
It's no fun.
It's not the same. Everyone's got an app reward. Only one had chew this up, spit it out, give it to the person behind the counter.
And by the way, if the app actually worked and they were seeing the traffic that they used to see from the roll up the rim,
they wouldn't have brought it back.
Exactly.
They would not have brought it
back. No one was participating in the app thing.
Let's see. I think there's still two. Like a lot of confusion on the tariff, what it will and won't impact. Or maybe this is to do with, you know, somebody's chiming in on the Niagara Falls outlet malls. Oh, it'll drive it out of business. But not really. I mean, not unless everything they sell there is from Canada, which last time I checked the Nike store, not doing a lot of... Jordan's made in Canada.
There's already a 25% tariff on China. It's now going to be 35%.
I just don't see, unless there is a humongous anti-American sentiment that grows from this, and we'll see. I mean, you heard the booing, you know, the national anthem at some of the sporting events. You showed us, by the way. you showed us. I was watching my son, you know, he likes to put on the hockey games, the replays. He put on the Calgary Flames. They were playing Detroit over the weekend. He put it on. And the anthems, they play the whole thing on the replay of the game. And there during the anthem, to show you how much Americans care about the anthem, I saw someone in a Red Wings jersey. They're doing the national anthem. And she was just drinking the beer during the anthem. So, you boo during the anthem. Something tells me a lot of people aren't even paying attention themselves to notice.
Well, I'm glad that Ottawa was, you know, booing during the anthem, because in 5 years they won't have a team. So then you'll have nothing to boo.
But I this isn't, I mean, it's not directly impacting the goods that you would buy here in America, you know, unless there is a real big, and I don't know. I don't know if I see it happening right now.
No.
Where people are going to stop crossing the border the way they would. If anything, the Canadian dollar is what might have a big impact on the mall here, because it's so weak compared to the American dollar right now that
it's gonna get weaker.
I could see a lot of people saying, why would I cross the border to do this?
Yeah, over the weekend I saw Chuck Schumer, and of course I got to pick on Chuck Schumer. He was talking about the avocados, And that's a big one about the Mexico, right? You talked about the beer, but the avocados as well. You know, we do grow avocados in Florida, in California, and in Hawaii. So, I mean, I kind of agree with the president. Why don't we support the stuff that we can get in America? I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Again, I think a lot of people get... I also think a lot of it is a little... The idea is far-fetched. You know, this thing, what do we see? You know, again, looking at the examples over the past week. You know, oh, we're going to do tariffs on Colombia. Oh, all right, they're off. You know, oh, we're going to do tariffs on... You're going to start an avocado farm because there might be tariffs on...
I don't mean start. I mean, there's already avocado farms in those three states, is what I'm saying.
Enough to supply?
I have no idea.
The demand?
I didn't know what the demand for avocados
no,
in America
because they are. Wouldn't... We wouldn't import them if we had enough to meet the demand.
Yeah, you might have a point.
But, it takes a long time. That's what I said at the beginning of the show. If you came here and said, these are going on, they're going on for the next 4 years, the whole goal is to increase production here in the U.S.
Right.
We want to stop importing so much stuff. Look, I'm not going to sit here and say, I think that's a great idea. I mean, you talk about inflation of prices. Yeah. Like your eyes would be popping out of your head right there in the time it takes to get done. But, and you know, who's to say that would even happen? But you'd have a long-term plan that would actually encourage people to invest
right.
in a lot of money, by the way, in building right here in the... But you don't have that. I mean, you don't know if this is going to happen in the first place. You don't know if it's going to last 4 years or 4 days.
No.
And with that kind of uncertainty, it's kind of the same thing we were talking about in Orchard Park for the last two decades. Why am I going to build a hotel
right.
by the Bills Stadium if they keep talking about them moving out of town, or the next one that's going to be built is going to be built in downtown Buffalo?
And now that's built, you are starting to slowly see things move out to Orchard Park.
That's so.
But I will say this to end the show, Brian. I will say I still don't think the Canadian tariffs go into effect. Trudeau and Trump met once already today. They're going to meet again today at 3. And you know what we'll get? I think we'll also get the specifics that you're looking for when all is said and done. But again, I am willing to admit I was wrong, and it will be difficult for me not to admit I'm wrong if they go into effect. It's pretty black and white.
Well, more on this throughout the day here on WBEN. You got David coming up next. We'll be back here tomorrow. BMaz and Beamer, we're approaching 10 o'clock.